Welcome, welcome, welcome to the new hype show. Sit down, put your feet up, roll up, sip, whatever it is. Welcome. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. I'm excited. My new single, The Crack Era, is on all streaming platforms. If you want to buy it, please do. It's on iTunes for sale. And it's still streaming. Go get my streams up. It's called The Crack Era. That's actually the single version. It's 5 minutes. The longer version is on the album. That's 7 minutes. So it's a longer story. So, you know, I want y'all to, you know, rock out with me. June 1st, Doreen's favorite drops. Doreen's favorite. I should play the single at the end of the show. I might. I don't know. Give me a second. Let me sit on it. Pause. Woo. Pause. Let me decide on it. So I went down a rabbit hole again. I'm down a rabbit hole every day when it comes to music. And I came to the conclusion that, and this is not a knock to this generation because I do enjoy records from this generation, but I came to this conclusion that in another 20 years, these kids are not going to have that much classics, because all the classics we play, either 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, these new kids ain't going to have no classics. Everything they play is from our era, the classics. The records my kids enjoy the most is from my era, the 90s, the golden age. What is the golden age for these new kids? The kids that was born in the year 2000. What's the golden age for them? Because I can go back down a YouTube rabbit hole or Spotify title rabbit hole, and I could at least 20 records off rip, from This Is How We Do It to One More Chance to Dear Mama to Ain't Nothing But a G Thing to You Can't Touch It. Like, we can go forever. And I really do genuinely feel sorry for these kids. They don't have no classics. I want to know the records they're going to play for their kids. Let me not. They do have a few records. They'll play a bunch. Honestly, it'll be a bunch of Drake records. Because himself, he's culture alone. And I give him that. Drake is culture. Yes, he is. And when I say that, I mean Drake is the And I'm going to sound crazy. All right. I might sound crazy, but you might not get me, which is okay. You're not supposed to. He's not an industry plant. But what I'm saying is Drake is a creation that we're never going to see. He's like almost like a cyborg. Like, we're never going to see it again. Able to put out hit after hit after hit after hit after hit after hit after hit and just keep going. When we think of hit, we think of Drake. That's the best way for me to explain it. It's like my brain is not saying it right, but I know how I'm looking at it in my head. But Drake is like he's much more than a person. He's like this, he's like a verb. He's a noun. He's a pronoun. Because when you think of something like, hey, they Drake that situation, or Drake is just going to Drake it, or Drake with a big exclamation point. It's hit after hit, Hotline Bling, Successful, God's Plan. It's just, he's a machine. He can act. I think his acting is wonderful. He's one of the best. I love Drake when he's just Drake. I remember I was watching an episode of Atlanta. They had an episode called Champagne Poppy. You know what I mean? Drake is just like this. He's forever just, he's gonna, in fact, he's like, he reminds me, even though they're nowhere near, you know, they're not the same person or whatever, but it's like Snoop. Snoop could be whatever the fuck he wants. We love Snoop. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna love Drake. We're always gonna love Drake. Snoop is doing shit with Martha Stewart. He's crip walking, do the gangster shit. Then he's doing R&B, like Snoop. Your grandmother know who Snoop is. Your grandmother know who Drake is. Although Snoop is the biggest rapper of all time, ever in history, period. Point blank, period. Drake is right there behind him. Drake is that guy. And I give him that. But in the future, I don't think... What are my grandkids are going to be playing? I guess my kids are going to have to go back to the 90s with my grandkids. Even, and not even just music, movies itself. In the past 20 years, what was the last black classic? And I put Paid in Full was the last black classic to come out. Paid in Full dropped in 2002. It's 2021 now. We don't get those type of movies, TV shows. You'll never get another Fresh Prince. Not that we're trying to create it, but those moments, these new kids aren't going to have it. Remember, we had moments. We used to rush home. Now this is a story all about... What theme songs are these kids singing now? It's a rare condition. This day and age, we have Family Matters. We had Cosby Show. We had Married with Children, Martin. We had A Different World. Living Single. These kids don't have that. The movies we had Terminator, Bad Boys. Well, Bad Boys, they did a new one recently, but the original Bad Boys gave us that feeling. Rush Hour, Friday, Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, South said whatever, Menace of Society, Boys in the Hood. We had South Central, the movie, Poetic Justice, Juice. I could keep going. In the 90s and early 2000s, we had movie after movie, classic after classic, just dropping, just dropping, just dropping. These days, they really don't have anything that's culture. Like I said, Drake is Drake. You have Drake. That's y'all culture. That's the only thing I could really name. You got Beyonce. But. And I'm not comparing because I'm always a fan of the new shit. We had Janet Jackson, we had Michael, we had, and I know y'all gonna give me flack for it, we had R. Kelly, Jay-Z, Pac, Biggie. We had these larger than life. And I don't know if it's to blame the internet that everybody's just regular now. Because we look at celebrities are still celebrities, but they're looked at as almost equal now. They're just like a rich friend now. Before, a celebrity, you looked at a celebrity like a skyscraper. You like, oh my God, that's whatever. It's only a few celebrities that give me that feeling. If I stand next to Beyonce, I'm going to fan out. I'm telling you that right now. I never met Beyonce. But if I was to stand next to Beyonce, I'm going to fan out. It's only a few celebrities that will give you that right now. It's a Beyonce and probably that's it. And Rihanna, that's it. Back then, if you would stand next to Pac, you would stand next to Biggie, you would stand next to Michael Jackson, MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice even, you're going to be like, oh shit, these niggas didn't have social media, so they were celebrities in its purest sense. Janet Jackson, nigga, you might pass the fuck out. TLC, nigga, Left Eye, oh my God, you're going to pass out. We just gonna have to keep passing our shit on. It's gonna get tiring. I want them to have their own. I want them to look back and be like, okay, I forgot Lil Wayne. Weezy too. Weezy, he's just Lil Wayne. Like, you know him. Sometimes people that know him didn't know he rap. It's like Snoop. People know Snoop. We just know Snoop, the personality. When was their last black classic to come out? Not even black classic, just the last classic film to come out. To where everybody could recite the shit word for word. I could recite the whole Dead Presidents movie from beginning to end and the soundtrack. This is when movies came with soundtracks and soundtracks was as good as the movie. And it's quite upsetting, but it's just like, hey, I'm glad, you know, my kids got me. My kids know, they listening to records. They're like, yo, daddy, this record is amazing. This record was made 20 years before they were born. And they're rocking out like it came out yesterday. And I'm like, wow. I said, look at the power of culture. Look at the movies I put them onto. I want y'all to do homework for me. Go on YouTube, type any old record up. Look at the kids' comments. The kids be like, yo, this is so great. I wasn't even born. I was reading the comments on Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It. I was in awe. These kids were praising this record. I was reading the comments for a Michael Jackson video. Fucking 30, 40 years before. I mean, these kids weren't even born. And they were in there giving it props. Like, oh my God, this is the great. And one girl put, oh, I'm only 13. Oh my God, I wish I lived in this era. Even what I would do from time to time too, I would type in commercials. We had jingles. We remembered commercials. There was a commercial back in the day, Alpine White. It was a white chocolate bar that Nestle made. The fucking shit was a hit record. Go Google it. It was a hit record to me. Go read those comments. Go read the old Nessie Quick commercial comments. The old Fruity Pebbles commercial comments. The mattress commercials. The silly Posturepedic. The clap. The clap on. Clap, clap, clap on. The clapper. What do these kids have today? Don't even have memorable commercials. Clothing. I could go throw on some Guess jeans right now. Some Parasuco. Some Iceberg. Used. Damaged. Cross color. Cock and eye. All these kids know now is foreigns. And them shits be wild fucking trash. Remember back then, we didn't give a fuck about no foreign. The most we cared about was Versace. And that shit looked good. But now, every fucking body wear it. So it's corny. Remember Pac, Biggie, Hov, all of them have Versace on. All of them have Versace. But it was looked at as some type of celebrity shit. But it's like now... And I'm not, these kids are getting money now, as they should. But back then, it was like, yo. It was like, yo, come on, man. We had, I'm not saying, you know, they had beer commercials. I think the Special Brew, what was it called? St. Ives, whatever. We had a rapper in the commercial. The Sprite commercials were us rapping in the studio. We don't do that no more. But what is culture today? That's what I'm going to title the show. What is culture? I just got my show title. Thank you. What is culture? Everything coming out is all retro. Everything. How many times are Jordans going to come out? Nike is just like, yo, we ain't got no more designs. The new shit is trash. Put it out. Put out the sixes 100 times. The South Beaches is about to drop. That means I got to wear the fuck out of my old ones now. Which is all good because I bought them 10 years ago. And I'm about to get them again. But it's like, yo, come on. Everything, all the fashion is just retro. Yo, we had that back in the day. They just remodeled it. That's all they doing now. What is culture? I was playing, I'm going back to movie soundtracks. One of my favorite songs, man, Just Me and You from Tony Tony Tone. It was on a Boys in the Hood soundtrack. Just me and you, ooh, baby. You don't need nobody else. My voice is horrible, but classic. We remember those moments. Trey and Brandy were arguing in the movie. That's Cuba Gooding Jr. and Nia Long. We remember that. We remember when Lorenz Tate had the car and Dead Presidents and the Look of Love from Isaac Hayes came on. We all know Look of Love, Irv Gotti sampled to make the beat for Can I Live for Jay-Z for Reasonable Doubt. See what I'm saying? It's moments like that. Do we have those moments today? And my answer is no. And I could be totally wrong. I want to talk to a young person to say, hey, what's culture? What do you guys have for culture? What are your classic films, your classic records, classic moments, classic TV shows? Because all of that defines your culture. What are your books? Remember, we had Coldest Winter Ever and all these Eric Jerome Dickey books. And we've had our sister Shahrazad Ali, the black woman's, what was it, Black Man's Guide? To, what was it, The Black Woman's Guide to Pleasing the Black Man? Something like that. We had moments. We had Donahue when he interviewed her. Donahue interviewed Farrakhan. But I would say, you know what? The Breakfast Club is y'all culture. Yeah. But they're more so from my era. But you know what? Their show did come out now. So I'll give y'all the Breakfast Club. They're still culture. The Breakfast Club. Yes, yes. All day. We had Angie. We had Storm Buckwild. Do people really listen to the radio when they drive into work now? Or they wait to watch it on YouTube like I do? Nori is starting a culture right now, the Drink Champs, the whole podcast wave. Fire. But it's, to me, we had more dense. It was dense, man. We were reciting Chappelle. Rick James, bitch. Fuck your couch. Motherfuckers take one more step and kick this nigga out the motherfucking window. That was culture, man. Nutty Professor. We had like, come on, man. Independence Day. Them films were blockbusters. Now a film will come out 1 week and everybody's trashing Mortal Kombat. I haven't seen it. I don't know what it's like. I'm not going to trash it. I didn't see it. But everybody trashing. I'm like, damn. I watched the Sub-Zero and Scorpion preview. It was pretty good when I saw it. I enjoyed it. And coming to America, I guess we try to bring back our culture. I enjoyed the film. But again, Coming to America dropped 30 years ago. The original, fire. Have we had another classic since like that? No. What was the last classic comedy that came out for this generation? Do y'all even laugh no more? And another question, do y'all even make love anymore? What happened to R&B? Everybody was in love. Now niggas is beating bitches up. Respectfully. And for the record, I was saying respectfully first before everybody. Y'all could go ask my man Cake that. We were saying respectfully on our podcast. So somebody owes to check. But that's neither here or there, whatever. Nobody's making love anymore. All these R&B niggas is just, they want to be rappers. Now they thugged out. I was down the R&B hole again. These dudes is begging they women, showing up to jobs with flowers, wanting to be your man. I'm like, damn. Things are just shifting. Maybe I'm just seeing it different. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm full of shit. Tell me if I'm full of shit. Where is the culture? I want y'all to do some homework for me. Answer that question for me. And if y'all could leave me a voicemail, voice note, email them to me, I'm going to play it on my next show. Where's the culture? I'm going to do my best to get a young person to interview. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a young person to interview for that. But, yeah. Thank you for rocking out with me. Short show. Thank you for rocking out with me. Please go support my single, The Crack Era. I'm really proud of it. I'm going to play some of it at the end of this episode. So, yeah, man, keep rocking out with me. Tune in every Friday for the new hype show. Come on, y'all know me. I'm consistent. I don't play about that. I'm up to 70-something now. I'm almost to 80. Be safe, love one another, and pray. It's your boy, Biz. Yo, it was a war zone, man. I come outside, I'm seeing zombies. I feel like I was in Walking Dead. I had this girl live across the street from me. Gorgeous. Beautiful. I'm talking about dime piece. But I heard she was giving that top up for a couple of them purple tops. A few summers later, we saw her. She looked like a goddamn zombie, man. This crack era was serious. Here's the flip side to the crack era. A lot of brown people became millionaires. I saw a lot of 15-year-old millionaires. During this time, you know, it was the war on drugs. It was sad, man. I thought it was cool. I saw all these guys in the Alfa Romeros, the Benzes, the 560 SEC. Beautiful cars. Lined up. It looked like a showroom, man. The MCM suits with the bag, you know what I mean? Cats was going up to Dapper Dan. I didn't know who Dapper Dan was, but I would hear it in conversation with the older cats. My uncle was a god to me back then. See, I had Superman, I had Batman, I had my uncle. I started seeing Big Daddy Kane on TV. He had a red drop top one time. High top fade, clean. King Asiatic was clean. Now, when my uncle came around, I was like, yo, unk, you got the same car that Big Daddy Kane got. Them cats outside was like, nah, you bugging. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.